described government officials,
clear violations of federal and state law,
clearly unethical,
pay to play millions of taxpayer dollars that were wasted,
paid tens of millions of dollars,
$1 million,
dummied up its books and records to hide the
by falsifying its books and records,
responsible for the collapse of the entire system,
and in the thrall of some kind of swindle, et cetera.
Tumblr is a social media microblogging website that was created in 2007. It allows users to publish and share multimedia content about almost anything you could imagine. By 2013, the website was hosting more than 195 million different blogs that had produced more than 83 billion posts, a large percentage of which were made by fans of things like Attack on Titan, which is a Japanese manga and anime series, or Welcome to Night Vale, a fictional radio-style comedic podcast, or Super Hulock, which is a fan-created conglomeration of Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock, in which all three shows reside in the same universe. It was pretty nerdy stuff, which is fine because that was Tumblr's purpose. Tumblr provided a platform for fans of these things to connect and to interact and to create communities. And these communities were active and engaged, which is why in the spring of 2013, a handful of these Tumblr users came up with the idea to organize a convention where they could meet in real life to enjoy and celebrate their common interest. The planning commission was led by Megan Eli, Roxanne Schweiderman, and Kane Hopkins, none of whom had any substantive experience in organizing, well, anything really, but the internet makes everything easier. To fund the convention, the organizers launched an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign with the goal to raise $5,000. For a $5 contribution, supporters would have the URL of their Tumblr blog included on a banner that would be on display at the convention. For $100, supporters would be given a gold star next to their URL, as well as 10 business cards and a 3-ounce pouch of tea. When the fundraising campaign ended on April 13, 2013, the organizers had only raised $4,000 from 211 people, or about 80% of its goal. And around the same time, the organizers calculated that the entire event would cost about $100,000. But despite that obvious first sign of trouble, the organizers were determined to turn their dream into a reality. Besides, by their calculations, they were expecting anywhere from 3,000 to 8,000 attendees, and at $65 to $80 per ticket, money would not be an issue. TumbleCon USA, billed as the quote, largest gathering of Tumblr users to date, was scheduled for July 11th through the 13th, 2014, at the Schaumburg Renaissance Convention Center and Hotel in Schaumburg, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. The event promised live performances and panels by Tumblr favorites like Welcome to Night Vale, and musical performances by acts like Steam-Powered Giraffe, who, according to Wikipedia, is a quote, American steampunk musical comedy project from San Diego that combines robot pantomime, puppetry, ballet, comedy, projection, and has its own fictional universe and mythology, and I stopped reading. The convention also advertised a prom, a gaming room, and a ball pit like you would find at a playground in McDonald's or Discovery Zone. But before tickets even went on sale, the convention ran into a little bit more trouble. Representatives from Tumblr contacted the organizers and demanded that the convention be renamed since Tumblr was not affiliated with the event and had not endorsed it in any way. So TumbleCon became DashCon, an ode to the dashboard the users see when they logged into the site. A year later, when the convention date finally arrived, when the doors to the Schaumburg Hotel finally opened to reveal the wonderful world of DashCon inside, it became immediately apparent that the convention that had been in the works for over a year would be a bit underwhelming and unorganized. The advertised gaming room consisted of a single gaming console connected to a single television. The ball pit was nothing more than an inflatable kiddie pool with a maximum occupancy of 6 people, sitting in the middle of an otherwise empty room. Guests had trouble connecting to the Wi-Fi at the hotel. There were reports of minors being allowed to attend sexually explicit adult-only panels. Hotel mints were being given away as competition prizes, and many of the vendors were backing up early because of low attendance. Instead of the projected 3,000 to 8,000 attendees, the actual turnout was somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people, consisting mostly of teenagers who were attending a conference for the first time. The show went on, but as day one was coming to a close, around 9 p.m., DashCon administrators corralled all of the ticket holders into a single exhibit hall for an urgent announcement. Attendees were told that the hotel management had informed the DashCon staff that they would be required to pay the entire $20,000 bill at the end of day one, or else the convention would be canceled and everyone would be forced to leave. According to DashCon organizers, the original agreement with the hotel allowed for small payments throughout the weekend, with the final amount due on the final day of the conference, and DashCon was relying on ticket sales at the door to make those payments. But with lower than expected attendance and a hefty bill due sooner than they expected, DashCon staff did not have the $20,000 cash on hand to keep the doors opened. So they did what any well-organized and well-planned event coordination team would do. They stood on a stage and asked the people who had already paid to get in for donations. They told the crowd that they needed $17,000, and they needed it in less than an hour.
We're trying to handle it with as much grace as possible, but we do not want to let the system beat us at this point. Because everybody was having a very good time until about 5 minutes ago.
Ms. Cash, what's happening?
Yes, we have yes. A donation
back. Welcome back to the donation back up here.
Obviously, not everybody was happy about what was occurring, and with a very tech-savvy crowd in attendance, stories about DashCon's failures were spreading rapidly across the internet. Memes about the ball pit and the $17,000 were aplenty, but the virality of the convention's downfalls only helped keep it afloat. PayPal donations from internet users poured in, some from generally concerned onlookers who wanted to contribute to a cause they supported, and others from trolls who were enjoying the schadenfreude and wanted the disaster to continue. Meanwhile, the convention attendees were throwing their extra cash into a paper bag without a receipt, giving the three-fingered salute from the Hunger Games and singing songs like this one. And against all odds, the group had raised $17,000 within 30 minutes.
We made it, guys.
The convention would live to see another day, but that did not mean things were going to get better.
Okay, so basically, I know you guys have been waiting for an extremely, extremely long time, but unfortunately, what I have to tell you guys is that basically, Night Vale just walked.
What?
Okay, if everyone would like to collectively, like, groan and sigh together, that's what I've been doing, so we can take a second to do that. So on three, we're all gonna sigh together, okay? So one, two.
Give me back my money!
After hearing about DashCon's financial troubles from the day before, the Welcome to Night Vale cast, the main attraction of the entire convention, asked for their travel and performance fees up front, and DashCon was unable to pay them. So Night Vale left the venue and never looked back. Ticket holders for the Night Vale performance had been seated for the show for over an hour before they were informed that it was canceled. Some people had even paid extra to reserve their spots. As a consolation, DashCon announced that those who paid for reserved seats would be given a raffle ticket and an extra hour in the ball pit, webcomic artist Noelle Stevenson, aka Ginger Hayes, had been invited by DashCon to participate in a panel discussion about her work. The moderator for the panel never showed up, so Noelle had to lead the discussion herself. When she got off stage to check into her hotel room, she discovered that her accommodations had not been paid for, as promised. So Noelle left the venue and ended up sleeping on a sofa bed at an Airbnb that the Welcome to Night Vale crew had rented. The same thing happened to the Baker Street Babes podcast. They were forced to pull out of the convention after they were asked by the hotel to foot the bill for their expenses. Calls to the DashCon organizers went unanswered. The rest of the internet was watching in real time. Some viewers with a lot of time on their hands decided that they needed to see DashCon with their own eyes. They were able to enter the conference without paying and proceeded to bully some of the attendees. Then they broadcast all of it.
Some fucking stupid idiot rented a bounce castle here at Scenic DashCon, Illinois, because they know that what they're dealing with here is children. And what do children like? Ball pits and bounce castles. So for people with the mentality of children, hey, let's get in close here. Let's get in close and see this. For people with the mentality of four-year-olds, you have a bunch of fucking idiots in a ball pit. A bunch of fucking invalids in a ball pit. And so this is what your $17,000 went to. Went to this.
Outside of the convention, the media began to wonder if the entire thing was a con from the beginning, or if DashCon was simply the result of poor management from a group of people who were in way over their heads. Users on Tumblr and Twitter accused the hotel bill posted online by DashCon to be a heavily redacted forgery. Schomburg Hotel Management would never discuss the specifics of the contract with DashCon, other than to say that the billing protocol had been mutually agreed upon and that everybody they worked with was lovely. However, when DashCon ended, money that was raised by the convention for the charity Random Acts was never donated. Third-party sources have alleged that this money was pocketed by the organizers, an accusation that the organizers have steadfastly denied. Some of the guests, like Baker Street Babes, were eventually reimbursed for their expenses, but attendees who donated cash were never paid back, and reserved seat holders for the Welcome to Night Vale reading were never refunded, because item number 25 on the ticket purchase agreement stated that the schedule was subject to change. This is Meg Eli, one of the organizers of DashCon, trying to explain what happened.
There were a lot of mistakes made on a lot of different people's parts, and we take full responsibility for the parts that were us. We are first timers, but we intend to learn from our mistakes to make 2015 even better.
DashCon 2015, which was planned to be held in Indianapolis, never happened. There was an attempt to rebrand and rename the convention to Emoticon, but that too was canceled later, citing, quote, personal, financial, and safety issues. Probably for the best. In the aftermath of DashCon, a former staff member wrote, quote, DashCon is one of the most unprofessionally run events I've ever seen. Right from its inception, it was a train wreck. But as unorganized as it might have been, DashCon did accomplish one thing that was never before thought to be possible. It united the Tumblr user base under a single cause. As one member wrote on his blog, quote, what's funny is that this is the first time I have ever felt this united with the entirety of Tumblr. For once, finally, we all agree on something. The DashCon sucks ass. Swindled is written, researched, and produced by a concerned citizen. But you already knew that because you are a valued listener. Thank you for supporting the show.